Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I am the Diddy Dollar special guest
on Lip Service. And we are out here. We're actually in Florida. What city is this? We're not in Miami.
We in, I don't know. Oakland. Where we at?
Oakland.
And well, this is a special treat for us because we are on the road in Lip Service, and we actually are excited to have Trick Daddy on here because I feel like you're very knowledgeable when it comes to sex.
Oh yeah, I know all about sex. My name should be Adidas.
Now, what do you not do? Because we know a lot about what you do, but what has Trick Daddy ever said no to?
I don't want nobody sucking my toes.
Ooh, you have nice feet?
No.
Oh,
if you suck my toes, bitch, you gonna die.
Bitch, you gonna die.
I have some of the worst toes in the history of toes. So if a bitch suck these toes, you a nasty bitch, and you need to die. You gonna die.
Do you get pedicures?
Yeah, but that shit don't work. When I was in prison, I didn't wear socks with my broke ass.
Mm-hmm.
But my toenails are black, too.
Okay.
Mm. So that's some nasty shit.
What about a foot massage? Can she give you a foot massage?
She didn't touch my feet.
Stay away from the feet.
Yeah, don't touch my feet. I do all the touching.
Okay, what about, have you ever let a girl pee on you?
Well, a girl peed on me before, but I didn't let her pee on me. She thought she was squirting, and y'all think that's squirting? Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all right now, if any one of y'all are squirters, that's pee. Y'all piss.
It's a mixture.
Yes, it's
I'm a squirter, and I know it's pee.
Oh, okay.
It's a mixture, but it's pee. I did have an incident where it was so bad that, like, I didn't think nothing of it, but then after, you know, the next day, I'm like,
wait, is
it pee? Listen. It's a mixture, but
I think you have to be high. You have to be high into sex. See, a lot of these new women, they're having sex with niggas they're not attracted to. That's rule number one. You can't. A lot of mm-hmm. niggas have got pussy because they've been swipers or they got a few dollars. So a lot of niggas that weren't supposed to get no pussy be getting pussy lately.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are not attracted to them. So sexually, they depend on the roles or their homegirl to satisfy them.
Their homegirls
or the roles to satisfy them. And I think it's the main thing is, in order to reach a climax where you're squirting, you have to be pleasure to that limit. Mm-hmm. And I think I think you can catch a nut, you can have an orgasm, and you can squirt. And I think those are all three levels. I've caused a lot of those scenes.
So saying that it's pee, you do like it though?
Kind of. I like to see it more. And then I don't want her to squirt in my I don't like going to hotels, and I don't like going to a female house.
So you don't want your house?
I don't want my bed to be pissy.
So where do you go?
When I was a little boy.
I peed in the bed when I was a little boy.
So I don't want no grown ass motherfucker peeing in the bed.
So where are you doing it? Not at a hotel, not at her house.
At my house.
Okay. You got to get you a waterproof mattress cover.
Yeah,
I got two of them.
Yeah, and then you can just.
I got two of them, but I don't. But you had the spirit of the moment. You just left the club. She charged. You charged. dick harder than a Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah, I'm taking a shower.
I ain't finna be saying, hold on, let me put the bed cover on.
You should no, just so already have it on your mattress. Yeah,
I'm not really into the taking a shower thing either. Like I like random sex. Like
okay,
if we're in the car and I have done before when I was young, but I don't think fucking in the car is comfortable.
Yeah,
I like to see.
It's Sprinter.
I like to talk. Yeah. I like to see, so I would pull over and we could fuck on the hood or the trunk.
Now, what if a girl you don't like her sucking your toes or doing nothing with your feet? What if she y'all lead a club? You ate. We know you eat pork and everything. Uh-huh. What if she eats your booty, but you haven't showered? Is that
good? I won't let a girl eat my booty and shower. Then they got some stuff. They got some stuff right for the man. It's called Manscaped. You ever heard of it? Okay, Manscaped really, really works.
Yeah, we advise it. Yeah,
Manscaped really, really works.
No, he's talking about the product line.
Oh, the products. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We know Manscaped. They sponsored
us. It's a product line that you spray on your balls and you spray your ass. And your ass and your balls stay fresh.
Super clean.
But does it stay clean?
In order to be dirty, you have to be
dirty.
You only dirty people dirty. You know, and I take sit down baths because I do like getting ate out. So I do take sit down baths.
What if a girl's like, I don't do that? Could you be with
her? There's no problem with that. She'll do it. She will accidentally do it. Mm-hmm. Especially if she licked the gooch. Mm-hmm. And she drank Air Patrol. Mm-hmm. You drink Patrol, Hennessy.
What if she
said
she doesn't suck dick?
That's a turnoff. That's something that you don't have to announce to. Don't announce to me that you don't suck dick. Not only I'm not attracted to you now, I don't like you now.
What if her pussy good, but her head's not good because she doesn't know how to suck dick?
You could teach her.
I'm a pleaser, so I would prefer sucking her pussy than her sucking my dick anyway. So that wasn't too much of a problem.
And you could just jack yourself off while you
I'm a Florida jack boy. Like I think I try to tell my nephews when they get like 10, 11, I'm like, man, you gotta play with your dick. You're always gonna pick at you if that bitch little.
So you think it makes that bigger?
Yeah, the more you play,
I've never heard that before.
I don't know. I mean, I'm King Diggling. So and I am a confessed Florida jack boy. and I'm set. I don't get complaints.
I was telling Trick Daddy way back in the day when I was on Sirius, we had a woman that came on when they did Groupie Confessions at Ozone, and she was saying that she fucked Trick Daddy, but she said he was really good. She was like,
I'm
man.
A please, I'm a Libra.
Libra. All these Libras. Cardi's a Libra.
Libras are freaks. I'm telling you right now.
All right.
Unless you're a Lil Wayne Libra.
What does that mean?
I think Lil Wayne's a different kind of Libra than me.
In what way?
Right.
All type of ways. Like how you add like weird stuff.
Maybe it's whatever his moon or rising is.
I'm a Wayne fan. I think the album, The Carter.
Yes.
It's probably the top 10 album of all time in hip hop. Yes. But then to be when you put him in a certain atmosphere, it's like he got characters. That's what I don't think that is my type. Now what's so happened is Nick Cannon, T.I.,
okay,
Jeezy, Wayne, and me. Our birthday is in 27, 28.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah, that is like consecutive. Okay.
And everybody has a different kind of personality, but nobody changes like Wayne.
I also feel like he's been famous since he was a little kid.
That probably has a lot to do with it too, because even like when you know somebody can rap, he put me in the mind as a hot boy. He was never the hottest hot boy. It was always Judy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the most likable one was BG and Turk. Mm-hmm. So Lil Wayne was like the Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5.
That makes sense, right? We were talking about how you worked with Tupac a lot earlier on too.
Because of my father and my brother, my family used to sell drugs. You familiar with drug dealers?
I can tell, she was a
drug dealer girl.
She went to jail. But I did have drug dealer boyfriends when I was younger, but that's my old life. I've evolved since.
But
you called it.
I know. I could just look at you, but that don't make you a bad girl.
Right, no. Nah.
You got convicted of surviving.
I did. That's exactly what it was.
That's what
I was about.
But it's like you gotta always remember.
Oh, you talk about Tupac. Get back.
Yeah, where being that I was around different areas and different players in the game, mm-hmm. I've met a lot of these dudes, Biggie. I've met, I personally know R. Kelly and Pac and dudes like that. And a lot of people ask me, well, why Pac is your favorite rapper? Pac was a ballerina. I said, that's why. He did so much in so little time.
Yeah, he was so young.
He got to understand, his parents were a part of one of the biggest movement in black people's lives ever in history, the Black Panther Party, right? Mm-hmm. And then you add that to the fact that the most Tupac songs that I love ain't the ones y'all probably, with the exception of Hellraiser, my favorite Tupac songs are Keep Your Head Up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brenda's Got a Baby. Mm-hmm.
What we relate to as
Dear Mama. Mm-hmm.
The sweet songs. Yeah.
Right. Those songs that really, because music is supposed to take you somewhere.
Yes.
I like Biggie had wordplay and flow and all that, but Biggie could.
Hold up.
Can't melt Biggie and pour him on Pop for one. Biggie had one album, and the second album came out after he was dead. So to say to Pop 50 albums, that's not going to work. I can honestly say that Biggie did a different movement when it came. Biggie hurt music so bad that we lost Biggie that anybody could have became the king of New York at the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm always a yes.
Yeah, I'm over here like I'm trying to
Biggie change.
I'm trying to see hear you a little.
But I think it's hard because he didn't get the catalog that he could have had.
And when he got features, he got the biggest features.
Yeah.
New niggas don't come out and get the biggest features. Pop didn't get no features until All Eyes on Me. And that's because of how that shit was already made already.
Yeah, but I'll say this though, Biggie, no matter what, I feel like his music and Tupac too is timeless. Like you could play those songs today, and I think they still feel good.
I remember when I did, it was
you got timeless songs too.
Was different from Miami and New York. And I'm talking about the city, I'm talking about the boroughs. I'm not talking about the whole state, because I know New York is a state, and people forget about that. Y'all never played our music. We always played y'all music.
You're right.
We always played y'all music. Y'all never played our music.
But I mean, hip hop started. You know,
I remember meeting Kool Herc, and he was like, "Yeah." When I first met you, I didn't think you
New York was arrogant.
And then he said, "But you all right now?" Yeah. So to assault him back without disrespecting him, because I've read about him. So I tell him, I say, and who you is?
Shit.
Now you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, but New York, I think, was always had a big ego back then about music.
Right.
And they felt like music had to be a certain kind of...
When I performed at the Tunnel, I can get them. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a different nigga on stage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of the best New York rappers of all time, to me, is DMX.
Absolutely, we love DMX, of course.
I'm a soul man. I want to hear the blues. I want you to take me there. I want you to get me through it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I want? This I don't want to. I've been rich. I've been had this kill. Mm-hmm. Nobody ain't gonna kill me.
Put some emotion and soul into there's it. There's no story behind like you said it. Like music takes you somewhere. Like it, as far as we're speaking, B.I.G., Tupac, Eve. What I loved about her music was that, like, she paints a story. Like, mm-hmm. She would rap, and I'll hear it in the radio. Without seeing the video, I'm already in my head. We're looking at the story as an actual story.
You see her in matches.
And
that's what hip-hop used to be. That's what hip-hop used to be.
But it's not like that no more.
No. You go back and think about Heavy D. Then you think about Cool Moe Dee. Mm-hmm. All those were different kind of people. Mm-hmm. Even MC Hammer, we accepted the parachute fans because he wasn't trying to be gangster.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But he wasn't trying to be gangster. Right. He was gangster. He was talking that shit, but he was entertaining us at the same damn time.
Now, but LL.
Did you ever have hammer pants?
No, but we did the Michael Jackson shit. Okay. I had the Michael Jackson jacket. I'm fucked up by Mike now. Mike and Prince. Listen, Millie Vanilli fucked it up for all the rest of the funny nigga niggas. But Mike and Prince and some sensual niggas, them was the last two niggas. Because Millie Vanilli came out with that weave in the head with the pigtails. I wasn't feeling that shit there. Yeah. And then I found out they were lip-syncing.
They wasn't even singing. All right, now look, Trick Daddy, since we know you love the women, Right. And we know that you are Trick Daddy Dollars, and everybody says how generous you are when it comes to the ladies. We have a little game that we're going to play. Mm. It's kind of like The Price is Right. Okay. Ladies, you're going to get your paper. And so we're going to name something, and you're going to tell us how much this should cost. And Gigi and Laura are also going to name their prices. Let's see who is closest and see how aligned we are on how much things cost. Okay? So y'all are going to write down your answers and hold them up after he says it, and we'll discuss. All right. So... Trick Daddy Dollars.
Okay, for all the women that's listening and watching, I'm not no Chrissy or no sugar daddy. I love no women. I like to buy them nice things, but I ain't your sugar motherfucker.
I don't know what you think. Right. All right. So, the first time you take a trip with a young lady, y'all been dating a couple of months now, let's go somewhere. How much should that trip cost? Flight and room included.
Well, how long is the trip for?
And where are we going?
Trick Daddy is just is it a weekend? Just an average price. Just an average price.
But the length of the trip matters.
How okay, long a weekend trip.
A weekend trip. Okay.
Friday to Monday.
Flight, room, excursions, yeah. Dinner.
Everything all together. How much you spending for that weekend?
I'm going to say $5,000.
$5,000. Yeah. Okay. $10,000.
Damn, says. You see, I'm not no drug dealer. That okay, was a long time ago.
Laura put $5,000 also, but then she
I put $15,000 to $20,000.
$15,000 to $20,000.
Where we going?
Oh my God!
I'm gonna let y'all know what this gas, is what gas we went up, pussy price went down,
and flights went up.
Come down,
Where we going? Wait,
I would say Trick Daddy. One thing, run it back. We not gonna skip what he just said. The price of pussy never goes down. It stay going up. We're destroying it.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The gas price went up and the pussy price went down. You're wrong about that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear
10
that.
10 bands for the nice weekend trip.
And just because he said that, because we didn't have this pussy bag. 15 to 20.
So $5,000. So where is this trip to? We want to know.
Are you flying on Spirit? And this is where.
We ain't got to get it first. I get the comfort seat.
You're planning the trip. Where is it to? We want to see what this $5,000 is being spent on.
All right, man, we plan to try. I'll take her to New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for and the weekend.
She's not gonna want to be here but a week. but a weekend.
Why?
Because when you're not from New York, you just want to go there and see it. When it's time to go, you want to go.
That's okay. How I feel about Miami too.
That's true.
Right. All right, so a New York trip, $5,000, the hotel, yeah. And everything.
I don't know. That's not including if I buy a bag or something. I'm talking about the trip. $1,000 and you can touch the wall like this.
Yeah, no.
So we're gonna spend $1,000 on flight.
Okay, that's $2,000, and then the rooms are $3,000. But then what about food and everything?
We got $2,000 left.
No, the flights are probably, what you think, first class from here?
And if it's last minute, it's so many things.
I'm going to say $1,000. It's
probably about $1,800 for both of y'all all together.
$5,000. After when that money get low, it's time to go.
Gigi, where's your weekend trip to, ideally, with a guy the first time he takes you somewhere?
For this $10,000? We're going to end up somewhere in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Or somewhere low, like Anguilla, St. Lucia, somewhere quiet. Where right. It ain't Aruba or nice Bahamas. Villa. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a nice villa. We're going to eat good. We might get on a boat for
all
the day.
All inclusive on the boat. That might be, Laura might be right then.
This is what I'm saying. I've been on a boat. Me and my homegirl got a boat in Cancun, and it was $1,500. And we had a very good time. So, you know.
All right.
$10,000.
And Laura, where's your ideal weekend trip?
Water.
Anywhere
where there's water, where
water
we can go by the water.
There's water,
but even there's beautiful places in Florida that you can also go to outside of Miami.
So what's $15,000?
But I don't want to stay here. I live here, so I want to go to an island, an island that I have not been to yet. Seychelles Island is amazing. I did go there, but they had a lot of different islands around it.
That's beautiful.
Anywhere where there's water, I want to go.
Okay,
I want to go to Turks. I haven't been to Turks yet, so Turks and Caicos.
Oh, no, that's beautiful.
That's going to be about $50,000.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Because
the water got five different greens.
But remember, this is the first trip. I was trying to take it easy and
but
just
it
do
depends
you know,
also on the guy. That's we didn't speak about that. It doesn't matter. We're just asking what you want.
Well, what
you
I
think
want
is reasonable
is water, sand, good time.
That ain't $15,000.
Shopping, everything.
Okay,
shopping, gambling.
We didn't get to all
definitely
of that.
Gambling. Okay.
Next question. A new purse. Okay, let's just say you're dating somebody and it's time for him to get you a gift and he's going to get you a bag. How much should a new purse cost?
Is it a new relationship?
It's a newer relationship. Yes, this is your first thing that he's buying you.
First bag.
First bag. Write it down, and we're going to see what Chick Daddy has to say.
Yep. Okay.
Chick Daddy dollars. How much is a brand new purse?
Damn, it depends on the brand.
I'm just saying.
The purse.
What you think is reasonable that is not.
And what you think you're worth, too. Don't be. There we go. Got a lawyer standing. Y'all all the way up here.
All right. So, Chick Daddy, how much?
Come down. Y'all ready?
We ready.
You still writing numbers?
That's a long number. How much?
I say $3,500.
$3,500. That's reasonable.
I say 45 to 6.
That's true. The price of Chanel has gone up 30%.
The price of Chanel has gone up.
$5,000. Your number always lower than everyone.
They niggas is going to prison for trying to keep up with them. I'm a B.I.T. And they're going to need me. Once y'all niggas go like that, y'all going to need niggas like me.
Well, you could get
a song called Birkin.
Well, see, Birkin is definitely not 35.
I say, Birkin. Everybody don't deserve a Birkin.
You're right.
Matter of fact, Birkin don't deserve a Birkin. And the song, I tell them, stay their hands up by the Hermes and then they're going to steal one of her bags.
So what store are you going to buy this bag?
I get a nice Louis or Gucci bag.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. What would you like, ladies, that you think is fair?
Yeah, I'm going.
Fair. It's not your husband. We haven't been together 20 years. Fair.
If I get a gift, right, I want it to be something that I'm not going to buy myself.
Right.
I'm going to buy myself a Gucci. I'm going to buy myself a Louis. I want like a little Judith Lieber.
Okay, Judith Lieber's
nice.
You
know, yes, I want something that's going to be like a piece, not something that I'm going to wear every day and run it down. I want it to be something that I'm always going to have every day.
Let me tell you something. Pieces, when it comes to you, I think that's a problem with y'all women. Y'all got pieces. Y'all got people. You know what a piece is? Once you take a picture with it, you can't do it no more.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's what a lot of these girls is doing now. They get a nice outfit. They spend a bag on the outfit, and they take a picture, and they show that they went to the fight in the outfit. Now something coming up.
They can't wear that. I've made posts about wearing my outfits in different events, in different states, in different countries.
You definitely have to.
Yeah, I don't even like to return stuff.
I don't like to return either.
Not that I don't like to, I'm lazy. Like, I don't feel like going back, and half of the time I lose the receipt.
I'll give it away. If somebody in my house can fit it, if somebody else can come over.
All right, now here's the next one. Let's just say you're dating a woman and she has kids. So you got to take her and the kids out for the first time on meet the kids, Chick Daddy, literally daddy. All right, how much are you going to spend on taking the kids out and everything? She got three kids.
Three kids. Let's say we go. Three kids. Let's say we go out to eat.
Uh-huh.
We go to the movies, but while we waiting on the movie to come, we run in the mall, get them two pairs of shoes apiece, and three kids, plus her.
Yeah, plus her.
I would say $3,000.
Okay, that's a lot. 3,000 Chick Daddy dollars.
Because if you do anything, let's say the kids want to go to one of these line country far, they got a place behind Aventura, and you go in there, you get a cabana $1,000.
A cabana for the kids. You really impressing these children.
Think about all my kids, all my grandkids, they'll tell you they've been to all the screen concerts and all that. They've been to all that shit.
Have you ever dated a woman and met her kids and everything and took them out?
Yeah. I've dated a woman that I had to tell her, stop telling your kids I'm the uncle.
That's my other ego.
So my name is Uncle Stepdaddy.
Uncle Stepdaddy. Yeah. He messing in kids' head.
Stop lying to my uncle.
Do you ever feel bad breaking up with somebody and their kids know you and like you?
The hardest thing to do is to break up with somebody that you really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to, and a lot of women and men don't understand it. Some things are better to be finished and done with the fastest possible.
So you got to cut them kids off.
Get all that your system.
Cut ties and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the hardest thing. That's why a lot of people keep going back. For a divorced couple to start back dating.
That's you.
That's it. No, that's not me.
Well, not divorced, but I feel
I'm never going to be divorced.
I know, but I feel like you really want to be like.
You're wrong.
Because you be happy when it feel like
I love Joy. I love Joy. I don't want to be with Joy. She don't want to be with me. We're not for each other.
So why not let her go and be free?
He won't.
She is free.
Not at all, as long as the papers ain't. So if she meets someone else and she wants to get married.
I got a contract between me and her.
What if you meet someone else that wants to get married?
I ain't the one for
them. Well, I heard you say that you were going to let it, that the only way.
But I got to pick the nigga. Wow. He got to marry her and he got to do his part. He going to have to help me take care of my wife because when times get hard, I'm one of the only ones she can really count on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're still, okay.
He need to take care of her right. And I need to make sure he taking care of her right.
Okay. That's
and
okay,
she can't well, go that's... be, she can't be cheating on this man because it's not going to be three of us.
Damn, I'm sorry, baby.
Oh,
wow.
Hell no.
It's not going to be three of us.
No, it's not going to be three of us. She can't be cheating on him, man. She got to do the right thing.
Well, you got to do the right thing, too, man. Don't be no side
man, I'm community dick. I mean, let's just keep it real.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm for the street.
I think this might be the first time I ever heard a guy admit that. Because I call men community dick all the time.
A nigga like me.
Everybody get a seat.
Everybody ain't got an auto. Right. Okay,
anyone.
Everybody got a seat. I got a homeboy, right? I got a homeboy. He a producer. Oh, make shit. It bang. Straight tender dick ass nigga.
Yes, he
this
is.
This nigga is a straight dick ass nigga.
Don't make me start with the stories from middle school.
Okay, so he been like this since middle school? But that man is straight tender
listen,
dick.
Listen, I can't even speak on it because he'll argue with me for a whole 3 days after this, so I'm not even going to get on it. But I got you trust him right here. Dick.
But then we got, then I have.
What does that mean?
Then I have my godbrother who we call nephew. He like international bitch. All, every bitch I ever seen him with, she from Dear Carousel and this Japan and he's going by this because she Jamaican and she Trinidad and
it's giving 90 Day Fiance
he right. Europe, she European like well god damn so I was like get to the point where I was like who you with well I'm with my Spanish bitch
wow
you understand but there's good men if y'all think that all men are dogs just do this. Get you the best breed of dog.
Exactly.
One is not going to shit, eat up the furniture.
Wow.
One is not going to shit everywhere. Because all men do, real men, well, I consider myself, all we do is lie, cheat, and wash our dicks off of bitches' bathroom sinks.
Oh, well, my God. First of all, all real men, why not just tell the truth? Because a lot of women are okay with that.
Everybody ain't a real man.
So real men cheat. For instance,
if you're willing, for instance,
a lot harder
girls
to tell
that
the
work
truth.
In the script, a real man is not going to let his woman work in a strip club.
Don't look at me, Angela.
What? But, I didn't say nothing.
But
Gigi thinking you're talking about her again.
A woman, listen,
you,
if you meet
so
a woman,
you had a boyfriend and you worked in a strip club?
He made her retire.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You he make couldn't them. Take that. And no matter what, a real nigga, you gonna love that nigga for how real he is. That nigga gonna, you can look that nigga in the eye, that nigga will tell you the cold truth and you gotta accept it.
But if he met you like that and fell in love with
y'all
you.
Y'all have to start. Fuck niggas make you lie. Know what they make you say?
What?
Angel, tell me the truth. I ain't gonna get mad. That's the biggest lie a woman ever told. Only a fuck nigga go for that.
You think women are honest and tell the truth?
No. I think y'all are told. I think all women have hidden agendas.
Not true.
And if a woman told me a sex story or something that she did sexual, it would not piss me off. It's not to make me jealous. It's to turn me on.
Okay.
You know you're on lip service, right?
I don't give a fuck. Well, man.
So
I'm
we tell
think
sex
about,
stories, so you think we tell
but,
you sex stories.
But I'm saying it's when you tell me
it's
something.
Educational.
When you tell me something you've done, it's going to turn me on. It's not going to make me look. I remember a boy put out a picture.
Like
right.
Okay.
I remember a boy put out a picture. Him and his girl fell out. He found out she had enough. I mean, you know, niggas be thinking, oh, that's my baby mama. That's my bitch forever. She ain't going nowhere. But she really woke up this day. And he got mad when she found out she was hollering at somebody else. Mm-hmm. He put all the naked pictures out.
Ooh,
I yeah. seen that fat pussy. I DM'd that bitch. I was like, bitch, don't you be ashamed, bitch.
You're
blessed, bitch. You the bitch I'm looking for. Me and her been friends since that day.
Wow.
So you have women that you're just friends with who you've never had sex with?
No. Well, sisters. Like, if I call you sis, then we ain't gonna fuck.
But can you feel that women and men can have platonic friendships without
not if you got a man, not if you got a man. You're not gonna listen, Angela. Listen, I'm gonna tell all
not
y'all.
If you got a
let
man.
Me tell y'all all right now. Let me tell y'all right now. I'm in my 40s, right? I'm not even gonna ask y'all age. I'm gonna tell you right now for a grown man. If you got a man And being that I haven't hung with y'all or been around y'all enough to give y'all that friend zone experience, I'm gonna try to fuck all three of y'all within probably a month. So, and your man, if he a real nigga, he know that. You know what I'm saying?
But it's really up to us what we decide to do.
It's always up to y'all.
Right, so but you would still be friends even if a woman was
I like them kind of friends right there.
Right.
Well, y'all just gonna pick me up and run through me? Yeah, come on, y'all. We need you, nigga. Come on, we finna munch your face. We finna fuck your mouth tonight. Come on. I'll be ready. I'll be ready in 10 minutes, baby.
What is your game like when you try to talk, when you want to let a girl know you want to fuck?
Yeah, I might tell her, man, I just want to buy you stuff and eat your stuff. Like, I might say something like that too.
So start us off.
I like Audis first.
You just met Gigi and you're super interested.
Audis.
Yeah, Audis.
Belly buttons?
No, when you can see the pussy's fat,
and everything is out.
Yeah.
So you just met Gigi and you're sexually attracted to her. Like how you started off, like you guys already in a room, like how you start off
in
like
a room.
Get a cinema.
Okay, so maybe okay. So first like of all, I'm gonna have to. Those... I'm a, once I know that, once I ask her where she's from and she tell me Philly, then I'm gonna be like, I gotta watch what I say, so I ain't gonna really say what I say. But let's say Gigi is from Miami,
okay,
and they used to the way Miami niggas talk. I might tell her, God damn, baby, I like them lips. You got a pretty nice mouth, like a nigga fall asleep in that motherfucker.
Fall asleep in your mouth?
Oh, so you...
That means she's not doing her job.
That means she could suck good dick. You know, right. She finished sucking and you come, like...
Right.
She going to think you just...
Here's the thing with y'all women ain't realize, and I'm gonna tell y'all this, and I ain't finna be giving up on y'all all the game because y'all already got the women going crazy about this podcast y'all doing, and I already know where y'all trying to go. Y'all trying to take over too much shit. So I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna be done with it. Okay, so I'm gonna let y'all know right motherfucking now. Okay. It ain't what y'all think it is. A lot of time. When you got some good pussy, nigga don't keep telling you. He keep doing better things for you. So a lot of pussy is overrated right now. And what y'all are doing, y'all, when I grew up in the 80s, when crack cocaine and cocaine built the city of Miami, where everything was good, when everybody had money, even the people in the ghetto had new furniture. I grew up in that era right there. And in that era, what I watched the women attract the men. Now y'all doing things that women would accept. Y'all have forgot about us. I really think y'all have forgotten about us. Y'all have forgotten about... So relationships now are merely this. I meet you. I ask you for your number. I call you. You call me back. We go out to dinner. Go out. We have a few drinks. I grab you, give you a hug, and grab your ass. I'm doing little by little. By the fourth or fifth time, as soon as I get that pussy, we go together. We ain't agreed to nothing, but that's how relationships come about now. It ain't no more. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Nobody. So your boyfriend ain't never say, "I want you to be my lady."
I just talked about it.
It don't go like that.
I just talked about this on my live. I was saying, like, I feel like now it doesn't go to from the getting to know each other stages, you know.
No, because they got some new shit called friend zone.
Yeah.
You trying to get to know a bitch. Now you, bro, hold on, no, I'm not bro.
When was the last time you guys got asked by a guy? Like, you know.
My boyfriend asked me.
Like,
he was like,
you want to be
he
my
kept
boyfriend?
Being like, are you my girlfriend now?
See, that ain't really acting. That's like, you my girlfriend.
No, but
do you agree with me yet?
Because at first I said, not yet.
Right. Oh, yeah, see? You have to take some
time.
Yeah.
Cuz then how do you decide when it's time to be in a relationship with somebody? Cuz a lot of people do relationship things,
exactly,
but it's not official.
Most people do relationship things and it's
you
not,
have
it's
to
not
let official. You got to let the day's females know you're in a relationship, especially if you're a sensitive dude, because y'all think y'all can do whatever y'all want to do.
Well, we can't be in a relationship.
If we're not in a relationship,
that's why we have to let you know. Like
Let me ask you this, being that you lie to women, right? And feel like, you know, you shouldn't be honest. You lie. That's
that was a saying. I don't lie. I'm very honest. I'm a Libra. I don't know how to lie.
But let me ask you this.
I don't know how to lie.
Do you respect if a woman keeps on forgiving you? Or do you feel
I hate weak hoes. Hmm? I don't like, I like strong women. I like women to fight and take up for themselves. I like women to speak their mind. If my mama cuss you out, you need to cuss that bitch back out because she need to respect you.
Wow, I don't know.
Put your foot down, bitch.
Yeah, like that. My mama coming in and just cuss my girl out. My girl didn't get nothing to her. My girl didn't get nothing to you. Hurry up. I'm going to be mad at you.
I could see that
happening. I would never curse nobody's mom out.
I would never curse nobody's mom out. I walk out and I leave.
What if she called you all type of names? And I have my mama on cussing. One day my mama said, I bought a $3 million piano for a bitch and I came by her couch. I'm like, mom, where do you get your information from?
$3 million piano.
What the fuck is a piano? Anyway, what is a piano doing in my house? What I'm doing in a piano store?
No way. That's a house.
It's invisible.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't curse nobody's mom out. After the fifth hurt just out the blue and we just had to be somewhere, she cursed him out. Okay, ma'am, with all due respect, you got to stop talking to me like that.
I'd be like, babe, get your mom.
You know what? I'll give you props. Being that you stayed here for, you was born in New York, but you raised here. And you know these Miami mamas.
But this is why I say I understand what he's saying. Because
these Miami
mamas,
it's a lot of niggas that think they made the straight mamas would.
Yeah.
They refer to their mama for everything.
Everything.
You gotta check these bitches down here. I'm telling you right now.
Not like that. But I do know that. Because I have seen a lot of, but it's normal here. It's not like a, you know what I'm saying? And Trick would tell his mom, man, get a mom. I mean, ma, you, like, he would check his mother. And it's not as disrespectful, but it's like, it could get dirty. It gets really...
It depends on your mom. Before I slip. All right, listen, we have one more price one for you.
Mm-hmm. We didn't reveal our answers today.
Oh, yeah.
How much are these?
These shoes, $3,000. Speaking of Bottega Veneta.
I actually did agree with you.
The boy who asked you to go with him bought them?
No, I bought these.
$2,000 to $3,500.
Okay, so 3,000.
It's three kids. Yeah. It's one day, so like, all 4 hours, kids. 3 hours.
I agree with you.
So I'm the best guest y'all had already. Out of the country?
You're going to get
the kids ain't got no business going to the house.
Here's the next question. Let's just say you get with a girl, right? You like her, and then she say it costs. Oh. How much would you pay for some pussy?
Oh.
Some good pussy. With an Audi.
And depending on who it is. Like, for instance, like Jess Hilarious.
I saw her, I'm fucked up by this, right?
So me and Jess go together. She just don't know it, right?
Real bad.
Okay, yeah, we go together. She's so funny. I see her on, she did something special or something. I see her with negligee on. And I was like, she can get my, I get Jess by five bands. But a regular bitch, 300.
300?
Yeah.
300? What she gonna do with that?
I'm giving a dick. I ain't asking for nothing. I'm gonna give a head. I'm gonna make her laugh. I might cook for her, massage her.
Are you gonna give her head till she comes?
She could keep coming.
Okay.
She'll be coming over the mountain when she comes.
Would you give a woman head and be okay with not having sex?
I've done it many of times.
Okay.
I've came off of eating pussy.
He really likes to.
Didn't even touch my stick.
Mm-hmm. So you say your pussy work better than your stick.
I like a fat pussy. I don't like the...
You like to blow a
Lindy bus. I don't like no pussy.
You like to. That's why you like to blow a Lindy bus.
I put my mouth on it and come off of it like that. Spit it out a little. You know what I mean? You all right? I see you over there swirling and shit.
I just adjusted my pillow.
I see you swirling.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I make their tongue slap their brains out.
Then never be none, nigga.
All right, so ladies, we just asked him, Jess Hilarious is $5,000, but a regular chick, $300. What y'all think the pussy costs for a guy, for a chick daddy? Y'all didn't even write shit down.
First, I don't put a price on my pussy.
Right.
Not yours.
No, what?
So that's what I'm saying. It's hard for me to, like, even
Priceless.
Just think about how many raggedy holes it is out there. Bring it down. Every time you think of another raggedy bitch, just bring it down.
You make some women raggedy hoes?
I know them, though.
Have you ever fucked somebody that you're embarrassed about?
Embarrassed about?
Like you wouldn't want nobody to know.
No.
CEO says yes.
No.
Well, I don't know.
I never fucked about it. I wouldn't want nobody to know that. I don't want nobody to know, no.
That you ashamed that you tapped that?
No.
That you never told nobody, like, shit, we gonna just take this to the grave.
If I don't tell, a lot of people, a lot of women don't know that half the time a nigga's telling, they're bragging. And you can't tell these niggas how good the bitch pussy is.
I say a thousand.
Because
when you don't understand, when you men enter a woman, like you're entering there. So like you're entering into them. So that right there is just
pricey. Depends on what kind of nigga you are, what kind of, if you're an athlete or entertainer, I'm not none of them. I'm a street
you're
nigga.
Right. First,
I got on my slides and y'all talk show. I'm not an entertainer.
Yes, you are.
What I do is entertaining, but I never consider myself as a rapper, an artist. I never got no awards. I got platinum singles, platinum albums, back to back. They never nominated me because they know how real I am. What? And I accept that. I could just be me. I'm just being me. I'm honest. I'm not in character. I ain't rehearsed it. I didn't even know I was going to be on y'all podcast today.
What you understand what I'm saying?
And it's like, I ain't no nigga. I'm not the $1,000 nigga.
But Chick Daddy, you got to think about it like this. There's a lot of people that came up when you did in this music game, and none of them are around anymore. And you've done a lot. You got a radio show.
It's not what I do. It's who I am.
Still doing music.
The type of person I am. I'm like somebody asked me today on Clubhouse if I can go back to any year and start my life over. And I picked the year that I fucked up on my taxes because I could have picked the year I went to prison. But I know if I hadn't went to prison twice, I wouldn't be a rap. I wouldn't have ever made rap music.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wouldn't have. Because everything, as a Miami kid growing up, you just want to be an athlete or a drug dealer. There's nothing else. We don't have a lot of choices. You understand what I'm saying? So I've got sued and gotten in trouble for getting that people consider me as a rapper or entertainer. And all my fans, my music is legendary, but that don't make me who I am. I ain't the music. The music is me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You like the music because I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you my story. That ain't what I represent. Oh, I'm a rapper. Oh, let me through. Oh, I ain't flying if you give me first class. Or I need full security. No, I don't do that.
Right.
I go to the cleaners.
I believe that. I understand. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I go to the cleaners. I take sit-down baths.
But listen,
that's some rabbit shit. Who takes sit-down baths anymore? Do y'all take
Run DMC? I mean, Reverend Run.
Oh, yeah, Reverend Run.
I take sit-down baths.
But listen, let me give you your flowers now, because I don't care what award you did not get. You are Trick Daddy, and you are a staple in the music industry.
Absolutely.
You are Miami.
I appreciate that. You know why? When they meet me and they talk to me, they was like, damn, you are just like your music.
Yeah.
Even when I answer my phone in the grocery store, and a person don't know, ain't paying attention that I'm Trick Daddy, as soon as I say hello, they be like,
hold up.
Trick Daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bree be like, I'm like, oh, your goddaddy in here. She be like, oh, go over there, take him the phone and go tell him in the club. I'm like, girl, I'm not gonna go over there to Trick Daddy and just right, randomly
look at him.
She's like, you're scary ass. Go tell him. I'm like, girl, that's Trick Daddy. Girl, I am not, first of all, he mad deep with a whole bunch of people around him. That's Trick Daddy. I ain't doing that. I'm gonna ask for a picture probably. So no. And I'm not partly Brooklyn is number one.
Right.
But yeah, what you mean? Mm-hmm. Fuck them awards.
I never gave a fuck about them anyway. My music for the struggle. My music for the soul. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Does music change when it's no more of a struggle?
I need to see. I can't believe that you're so rich and you ain't tell me how you got rich and you ain't tell me when you wasn't rich.
Mm-hmm.
Black people don't get inherited.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Who left you something?
Nobody.
Somebody left you something?
Nope. I try to take care.
Nobody of need me.
I
shit.
Try to take care of everybody.
Hey, my mama put the lights in my name when I was two.
Now that's
when I got my first place, I had to pay my old light bill for when I was 2 years old in order to get light.
And they wasn't trying to get no otherwise.
Yeah. And you got a lot of family too.
Yeah, I got a huge family. My mama had 11 kids. My mama got 30-something grandkids.
Yeah, Jesus. You got a huge family.
My daddy got around 15, 16 kids. And there's so many grandchildren over there because I don't know how many. I haven't gotten a full count on my brother Swole.
That shit expensive around Swole Christmas.
But Swole in the teens, I know that.
What do y'all do for Christmas? Like when it comes time that y'all do Secret Santa?
We do like everybody, all the other black people. We embarrass ourselves. We go our way and this sister there and the other sister there. It's not like the 80s and the 90s. I'm like the rest of the niggas.
My family got into Secret Santa where everybody just bought one person a gift.
At least, well, that's big.
That's Secret Santa. It would be like, okay, everybody got to pick a name.
Are y'all together on holidays? Not as much as y'all could.
Yeah, not as much.
I miss those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I miss them days, man. I miss the days going to my great aunt house, and I know on Easter the 4th, Christmas, New Year, I know Thanksgiving. It's not where we going. It's what day y'all going.
This is crazy. So, in Miami, it's Christmas and stuff is different for me because I was used to growing up in Brooklyn. It was winter, snow. So, coming to Miami, it was like a whole different.
Like, you did, like,
it was
Christmas,
like a whole, it's like you're outside having a barbecue.
Yeah, like, you don't believe.
Pull up to the porch.
And in
with the
one
seats.
Week, all the toys is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
All the bikes
and
is
people still going home. To give the people. I'm like, wait, why are you guys going over there to the toy drive? It's like 20 million gifts under here. Not because everybody's still gonna go to the toy drive. Like, right.
Wow.
Every
the toy drive
has
supposed to be for the next 14.
No, and they're fighting. But it's so
and
festive.
It's so not festive.
And they will get a job that pay minimum pay, and they gonna have their kids gonna have
the kids gonna be
$500 shoe. They got Cuban link.
Now, I do have more of a current events question for you. Now, Dennis Rodman talked about how his dick got broken. I think it happened to him 3 times, right? He said he got his dick broke 3 times.
Did Caitlyn Jenner have something to do with that? Because I heard
wait,
that.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, Caitlyn.
Dennis Rodman's dick?
Wait, what?
Dennis Rodman was trying to fuck Caitlyn. Remember when Caitlyn first said she was gonna have the little thing? Bruce Jenner, man.
Oh my God!
We know Caitlyn Jenner.
I can't listen.
Caitlyn, Dennis wanted Caitlyn. Remember, Dennis was trying to take him out.
Wait, when he was a man?
No. Right when he did transitioning.
During the transition.
This is real current.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman. Don't forget that Trick Daddy does this too. Okay, he's a personality.
Wait, so
go ahead with your news.
I don't see how you break your dick. You let your dick too hard.
Now, my question for you, because I'm going to tell you how it happens, right? Let's just say a girl is riding you. She goes up and comes out, and then she goes down too hard and it bends.
Ugh. I don't even that have happen. A dick and it hurts.
Actually, is that a break it?
You kind of feel it.
That
though.
Actually happened to Pinky the porn star. She said she broke a guy's dick and the condom filled up with blood because she went up and came down hard on it and it bent and the whole shit.
Ouch.
I'm sorry if that hurt you. Mm. You okay? You okay, Trick?
You just want
my life. I don't need no bitch going all the way up. You're doing too much. You need to keep that dick in you. That dick need to be in you. Yeah, rock dick. I don't mind a girl. And y'all, it's like when a girl ride that man, it's a position y'all get in and be like, that spot be uncomfortable sometimes for the boys.
Yeah.
Just don't stay there long.
It's bad if a guy has a curve, I think sometimes. It's
weird.
Yeah, you gotta like go with the curve.
I'm like, wait, is this shit? And then I combine my act like I'm a sucking sucker.
I got a slight hook.
You got a hook.
Not much, like a little slight hook, but that's coming because I'm right handed.
And you've been pulling it that way.
Yeah, so I got it, but I'm not.
You ever try to do it the other way so you can?
I don't even like the girl to jack my dick. They don't know how to do it right.
Really?
Nah. And I don't like the lotion. I'm different. Lotion and oil, that don't do nothing for me.
I was going to ask
you. Try to get left hand and make it like a different.
No, I grabbed it and jack him.
Oh. What about both hands? You ever use both hands?
Nah, that's awkward.
Would you use, you know how they have the new toys that from the last, the new toys with the
mold? I'm not sitting in my dick. Okay, I won't put my dick in a fifi. Ain't no way I'm putting it in a
fifi. What is it called?
The fifi is the prison pussy.
They make it jail.
Oh, yeah.
And you use toilet paper rolls.
But you did that when you was in jail.
Wait, what?
I know. I wouldn't do a fifi. I'm a jackboy.
Okay. Well, okay. So let me ask you this. I don't know because, you know, obviously not. Do you play with your balls when you...
No. I like my nipples played with.
No, I'm talking about when you jack off.
No, you don't play with your balls when you jack The balls may be good. I'm not even crazy about a bitch licking my balls. Balls are
really?
Fresh.
Really?
But
you like your ass ate, but you don't like your balls
the
licked?
Balls.
That doesn't
hit,
make sense.
If bitch hit the ball, brush up against the balls, man, it will give you a little pain, boy. You will never believe it.
Really?
The
I mean, that's
ball is really...
You got to be gentle with the ball.
Have you ever had a girl eat your ass while somebody was sucking your dick at the same time, like two girls?
Oh, yeah.
Is that amazing or?
Not really, because you don't know which one to concentrate on.
If she put her finger there, that would be enough.
No, she's not going to put her finger there.
What's wrong with a finger?
A lot is wrong. You don't even want a nigga to put his finger up your ass. What you want to put your finger up a nigga's ass? She like when a nigga put their finger in your ass?
Yes, she does.
Not in my butt, but they've like, that's how I know I'm never going to probably do anal.
Bowling ball me. Just make sure you do it gentle.
Bowling ball me. What's the bowling ball?
Like you're bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Like they ate me out and like, you know, touch back then. I'm not going to lie. In that moment, I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. But then when they try, I'm like,
if you would have came down off that pussy and his mouth wet like he just ate a Kit Kat and went right down on that ass and came back to that pussy, then you would have came.
Babe, look at the tricks.
Say that one more again.
Yeah, up, down, up.
I feel like if a guy likes his ass ate and a tongue in his butt, a finger is not that much different.
Well, when you get your ass ate, you don't necessarily get a tongue in your butt. They're licking your ass. And the gooch, if you don't lick the gooch, you don't lick some ass, because the ass is right there.
What about she like sucks on your butt, like a suction motion with her mouth?
She might pull some shit up out of there.
I didn't say that.
You better not be sucking no ass. I suck pussy,
my mouth
ass.
Is not going near your ass.
And then if what about, can she like spread it open a little bit?
Angela.
I don't know if Angela's planning on surprising her nigga or something. But he gonna be in love, goddammit. You gotta take 2 weeks off. You lick his ass.
Like, so do you put your legs back?
I mean, I it depends.
It's very,
I never said it in nobody's face.
Okay, thank God.
But I'll let you know, you will have to chew up. You will have to chew it up a little bit, but
do you
side?
I don't
want to
see no guy doing
it on your face when you eat her out.
Yeah, well, I like to eat her pussy in front of her friend or for her friend or her to record me eating her pussy.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you got a lot of recordings floating around.
I'm not like that. They got recordings.
Okay, so
they don't want nobody to see that.
Why not?
I damn near dive in them pussies with his mouth.
They don't want nobody to want it. They're selfish.
I spit my front in them.
You said you split that?
Yeah.
Ow!
It grow back like a lizard. 2 days, it'll be bad like that.
Did it bleed?
That sounds painful.
That comes from trying to tongue fuck the pussy too much. No, it don't bleed. It's like a...
Let me see your tongue.
You gotta be more gentle.
My tongue is warm. I have a warm tongue.
It's clean, too.
Yeah, I have a warm tongue. Yeah, because I heard you, like, them niggas with that white stuff all over their tongue.
Oh, yeah, you got to brush your tongue, sir.
So could you tell the difference when you eat a girl pussy who eat me and one who don't eat me? Do you taste a difference in the...
I have never asked.
Pussy
tastes different, though. All pussy tastes different, right?
Kind of. I'm going to tell you what I don't. Let's say you're not married, right? Let's say you just date, you free spirit, fuck who you want to fuck. You need to douche.
Oh my God, douching is not safe for women.
That's not, that has nothing to do with it.
You don't care about our safety.
You need to stop mixing all them different.
You need to detox.
Condoms are irritating to some women.
When's the last time you used a condom?
I use them all the time, but I love them.
Okay.
So you use Magnum?
I'm the only ones that fit.
Okay. This guy told me the other day.
And some of the regular Magnums ain't as comfortable, because I don't know, it feel like a different company made it, but they got the thin ones and they got the red ones. They real good.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to tell you what I don't like. And I'm going to tell you what I don't like. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I want y'all to let all the women know.
Public service announcement.
Don't be sucking no nigga dick with no rubber, man.
Ew. What? That's prostitution here. Who does that?
Do you know they have flavored condoms?
No, you don't need a condom.
I haven't tried it. That's weird. You might.
No, you don't need no.
But if a girl says she need a condom to take a dick, you still let her do it.
No, I'm straight.
You said forget it?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
The whole point is like, for the tongue and the mouth and the spit and your hands and your breathing.
Do y'all like uncircumcised niggas?
Do we like that?
Yeah.
Uncircumcised?
No, I would prefer I gotta prefer be circumcised.
Because then I'm going to have to
Why
like,
would you like that?
I would have to because then like let's say we're in the heat and we come home whatever you take.
You said you prefer uncircumcised?
No, I prefer circumcised because what if we come home and I'm like we hot and bothered, it's time to go, and then when I go there it's like that, now I got to turn the lights on, I got to pull it down, I got to look around it.
You got to clean it. My mama said net is net
because some men don't know how to clean it.
My mama said, I don't hope by that time.
Man, my mama that's said that's net bread. They be having some cotton and stuff in there. My mama said that's net bread.
Yeah, it's schmegma they call it.
Are you circumcised?
I have a beautiful dick.
Okay. It's beautiful, right?
God gave you ugly feet and a pretty dick.
Yeah. No, look, back to what I was saying though about Dennis Rodman getting his dick broke. Have you ever had a dick injury?
Nah.
Like never hurt, never got hurt, never had somebody bend it the wrong way.
Nah,
no bites. Nobody ever bit it.
Oh hell no. I've had some head. CO, you remember that? CO brought some bitch for this old dude porn now too. This was a long time ago, and this bitch had them sharp ass teeth. I was like, man, stop, man. I was like, man,
I
was like, man, get the fuck up, bro.
So you did have
that was your dick injury?
Yeah, you
had. But like a scratch, 2-3 days, you straight.
It's gone 2-3 days.
Any kind of dick injury, any kind of dick injury. For a man, if it stay alone more than 2 days, he might
sometimes
throw
guys
that dick
be
away.
Trying to like stand up and do a standing up, and then it's just awkward. You know when guys be trying to like do too much,
way too much,
way too much,
and then they end up hurting themselves.
Or like when they're not strong enough and they trying to do. Remember when
Hardy
just
the only
did?
Thing I just don't see. I just don't see my dick breaking. The nuts, I've had 2 accidents with my nuts.
That's why you're so under.
A girl was trying to suck my balls too bad. Like I just made them hit together. Oh
my god!
It's like getting punched in the stomach.
The balls hit together.
Jingle bell.
So you never had a woman lick into your
every nut below in once its own separate sack, and every time they go together,
oh my god,
it's gonna be a problem.
I've never heard. Pow.
So they don't rub your balls like.
That's why you have PTSD.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Hit together, though.
He got
rub.
PTSD about his balls. Because he don't like his balls licked up lately.
So what was the second injury?
First of all, I got gray hairs on these nuts. So I shave these nuts. I'm not going to distract you if you eat me out, if you licking the goose. So I keep them gray hairs shaved down. And just concentrate on the dick. And that's, don't touch with nothing. Nuts is not, I don't think it was meant to nuts. Like.
Some guys love that, though.
Yeah, yes. So I've never met a man who don't like for their, you probably, you ain't find the right woman to caress your nuts the right way.
I think they think that they're supposed to like it. I don't think they necessarily, I think it's like a bucket list taxi. Oh yeah, boy, she licked them nuts too. all it's going to take for a bitch to hit them nuts one time, you going to,
but you like it. But you like your nipples sucked.
Yeah, I love my nipples sucked.
How did you realize you liked that? Like, who was the first person that did that to you?
I was watching a flick, and I realized, like, damn, I'm rubbing my neck.
I was going to say, do you play with your dick and rub your nipple?
Yes.
Or do you play with your nipples while you're getting your dick sucked?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, but she should be doing it. Like,
y'all do it.
Yeah, for real.
Know,
I put my hand up there.
Some guys like that, and some guys feel funny about it.
I love it.
You like what you like.
I'm having a wonderful time.
My first encounter, it was weird to me a little because it's like he didn't want me to stop. I'm like, all right, nigga, I ain't gonna keep sucking your nipples.
Some
men can't come without you doing that to them.
Yeah
this true. One definitely. I was like, yeah, that was like a first and last. Like, yeah, I'm good. I did ghost. That was one of my ghosts. It was like, God, this is terrible.
All right. Well, we learned a lot about you today.
Yeah.
But listen, Trick Daddy, no, I do want to thank you, though. We've always wanted to have you on Lip Service. So even though
anytime, I'll come back anytime.
We got to come back. You in New York.
Do we have any homework for Trick Daddy?
You need to find the right woman to caress them balls, right?
Yes. You got to figure that part
she
out.
She got to lick, like, what
if y'all out there, man, y'all hit me up, man. Y'all
know
that Fried Real Room on Clubhouse, or hit me up on Instagram, man, my DM, man. I'm looking for, you have to be very patient and very, very fragile with these nuts. These nuts been broke.
They have a broke dick, but he
we're looking for a good nuts. Ball handler. So if there's any ball handlers out there that can be gentle.
Gentle. Yes.
Just take care of Trick Daddy. That's your homework. But thank you so much for joining us on Lip Service and for having us in your home.
Yes.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep looking sexy. Y'all remember, like I told y'all earlier, as long as I got a face, y'all always got a place to sit in my life.
Lip service.
Lip service.